This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning into WRFL Lexington. It's 3 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show come from the environmental stewardship fee, a $4 fee that all UK students pay. All UK students pay along with tuition each semester. The ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. This week, I'm joined by Zoe Gabrielson, and she is a student here at UK. And both of us just spent 3 days in San Antonio, Texas last weekend for ASHE, which is the Conference for the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education. So, Zoe, thank you for coming on today.
Sure, no problem.
So, could you just introduce yourself for everyone, just like your name, major, etc.?
Yeah, my name is Zoe Gabrielson. I'm a sophomore, a dual degree in marketing and agricultural economics.
Cool, thanks. So Zoe and I are both members of the Student Sustainability Council, and as I said earlier, we spent 3 days last weekend in Texas, and so just as an overview of what the conference was, again, ASHE stands for the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education, and every year they have a national conference that includes a student summit where college students present what they're doing on their campus to further sustainability. And then the other 2 days consist of workshops on every topic imaginable related to sustainability and the environment. And then those are often followed by panel discussions and then networking opportunities. So it's like it was a really great opportunity for both students and faculty all over the country to come together and collaborate on their ideas. So Zoe, why did you want to apply for the conference?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I was involved in a project last semester installing some monarch butterfly waste stations in Lexington, and we had the opportunity to present that as a case study at the conference so that people at other schools or institutions would be able to apply that model to their own university or college or what have you. And I thought that that would be a great opportunity because we'd have the option to sort of share what we've been doing here and hopefully have an impact in other places, but also because the conference as a whole has tons of opportunities for students to learn and to network and to really learn a lot more about sustainability in higher education. So that was something else that I was interested in. So for all those reasons, I applied to the conference.
Yeah, definitely. And you said that, so you actually had a poster that was presented at the presentation at the conference. So can you talk a bit about what it was like to prepare for that and how you went about executing that?
Sure. So the process of preparing for that was over the course of a few months. The first thing that we did was that we submitted a sort of a bio for approval to ASHE. All projects that are going to be presented there have to go through their approval process. So it was approved after we submitted that. And that was just a brief, you know, paragraph or so explanation of what the project was about and how we would be presenting it. And then later on, we did an application to the SSC, who was generous enough to provide funding for us to go. And our cover letter and resume were evaluated to determine, our cover letter was evaluated to determine that we were accepted to go on the trip. And then finally, I put together the poster, which we put up on the board and talked to people about. And that was basically the main part of our presentation because it was a poster presentation. And I'd never made a like official research poster or anything like that before. I'm, like I mentioned earlier, an agricultural economics student. So in Barnhart, which is where the agricultural economics department is housed, there's tons of research posters and things like that. So I was lucky enough to have My friend and mentor, Jared Penn, showed me around and look at those posters to kind of get an idea of what it looks like to be professional, some, you know, things to look for and to avoid. And he was also kind enough to go through my poster that I created, look for errors and, you know, places that I could make improvements. And through a couple of rounds of editing, we were able to get that to a polished final product. And that's what I presented.
Awesome. Yeah. And that's such a great opportunity that you got to have presenting in such a professional environment. So like that's great experience to just carry on with you like throughout your career.
Yeah, definitely. I hope to do something similar in the future.
Yeah. So other than presenting your poster, what was your favorite session that you attended, just in general?
Yeah, so my favorite session that I attended was definitely the first one I went to. So one of the cool things about this conference was that we totally got to choose which ones we wanted to go to. So you could just look through the schedule. There was a really cool app that you could go on. And we totally got to choose what was based on our interests or what we learned to learn more about in sustainability. Food and agricultural issues are important to me. So the first session that I wanted to go to was one about fair trade. And I learned a lot. I knew about fair trade before, and I just kind of wanted to learn more about it and what efforts were being made at other institutions in higher education to do something about that. And I really learned a lot. I look forward to keeping on with learning about that and hopefully continuing my education like after the conference, because I really enjoyed that session, which I think was called, it was by the Fair Trade Colleges and Universities campaign.
Awesome. Yeah, and it was really cool how all of the sessions you could go to covered such a wide range of topics. So like my favorite one was had to do with zero waste, and it was with the Post Landfill Action Network, and they're a nonprofit that works with college campuses all around the country, and they individually advise their students there on how they can move their campus towards zero waste.
Yeah.
And so my session, it was really great because there was just everyone was bouncing ideas off of each other, and then at the end of it, even the people from Plan who were presenting were just blown away by how many new ideas came up from this. And so it was just awesome seeing all those ideas just coming to life like so quickly.
Yeah, I definitely agree that this conference was really good for learning perspectives from other schools. I know that another session that I enjoyed a lot was Ohio State's presentation of how they run their Student Sustainability Council. As a member of the Student Sustainability Council here, it was really interesting to see a new perspective on how it works at other schools, because while it's very different, they still have similar aspects in that the members of the council care deeply about sustainability and about their school and how they can make it a better place. So it was just a great conference to network with people, learn more about what's happening at other schools, and kind of develop my own ideas for what I might do in the future or how UK can become more sustainable.
Yeah, for sure. And our timing's kind of weird right now, but we do have to take a quick break, so we'll be right back. Hi, this is Sophie, and you're listening to Green Talks. And once again, this week we have with us Zoe Gabrielson, and she is a sophomore here at UK. And we were just talking about our experience this past weekend at AISHE, which was in San Antonio. So just to hop back in, so do you have any ideas to bring back from campus after spending 3 days learning about everything that you can possibly do? Do you like have any inspirations or anything?
Yeah, definitely. So the fair trade thing was one that I thought was really interesting, because specifically what they're doing is trying to get more fair trade products on campus. And I think it would be really great if UK could make an effort to source some more sustainable and fair trade specifically food products, perhaps in some of the dining locations. That, you know, could be a long-term goal. But some of the other things that I learned about during this conference were how people are working with, you know, food companies that provide their food like Aramark, Sodexo, and things like that, to really come up with comprehensive solutions to working within that framework to make a difference. So I know that a lot of schools are working on getting more vegetarian options. I went to a session about humanely treated meat products, which was very interesting. It wasn't something that I was very knowledgeable about before, so I'm glad I got to learn about that. I think just as a whole, depending on what your interests are, this conference could have been, you know, what you made it. So I personally, like I mentioned before, I'm interested in food issues, but they had a ton of stuff about solar. I went to a workshop about solar ambassadors at different schools and how they're making a difference. So I think that in the future, if you're somebody that's interested in attending AISHE, take a look at the schedule, see some of the different conference options that there are in terms of sessions and workshops and things like that. And just know that you can really kind of customize it to what you're interested in.
Yeah, definitely. And it's kind of, like, for me, it was kind of overwhelming because I feel like I left there just exploding with ideas. And I was, you know, like, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to get all of these done? But it's been really great because myself and then two other students who went, we've been, you know, meeting up and talking a lot about really making these ideas happen. And so I think that was one of my favorite parts about AISHE as a whole, was because it really motivated myself and then the others, like people that we went with. And so I thought that was a really powerful takeaway from it, because I feel like sometimes it can be kind of daunting to think about solving issues revolving the climate and everything. So leaving that definitely gave me a lot of hope for the future of UK's campus specifically. So then I guess now we can just talk about the sustainability itself at the conference and what AISHE was doing to really make what they were teaching as a reality at the conference. So one of the things they did was had a meatless Monday and except meatless all 3 days. And it was cool because all of the food, there was one day and all of the food was set out and looked exactly like a garden. Like, it looked like you were literally picking vegetables up out of the garden, which was really cool. And then there was also like an expo part where they had all of these companies from around the country come and share what they were doing. So there was one company that made paper out of sugarcane fiber, and we are looking into like the logistics of that on UK's campus. And then you were talked a lot to some solar power companies, right?
A little bit, yeah. I also talked to a company that does waste management. They take like fryer grease and things like that and dispose of it in a more sustainable way. And there was also the cup company. That was a big deal at the conference.
Yeah.
So looking at ways to enhance sustainability with respect to reusable water bottles. They had a barcode on the side of their reusable cups that you could scan, and they actually donated money to hurricane relief for people who scanned their water bottles. So that was a sort of unique way to promote sustainability by that company.
Yeah, definitely. I thought that was another really great part of the conference too, was just that they had so many companies there in one spot. And I know some people were like handing out their resumes and getting jobs too, which I didn't even think about like that part, but
yeah, definitely. They had, you know, they had companies, they also had educational institutions. So like master's and doctoral programs for people who were interested in looking into that. I talked to some people who were from my hometown, which I didn't really expect to see, given that I go to school 8 hours away from where I live. And then I also was in Texas, which is a totally separate place. So that was really cool. And there was really a diversity of different employers and educational institutions and things like that there.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's like why the SSC chooses to continue to support students to go to this conference, was because it really fuels students with ideas, and it brings them back to campus really excited. And they've made connections to all of these people all around the country with both companies and other students and employers. And so the SSC just really feels that this is important and that it furthers what we are trying to accomplish, which is furthering the theory, practice, and reality of sustainability. And so by allowing our students to go to this conference, it really helps bring that out in them. So that's why the SSC chooses to continue to fund these students to go. So do you think you would apply for this again in the future?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think that I'll look forward to perhaps participating in more case studies or research or things like that. I'm going to continue on with the butterfly project, so potentially doing more work with that in the future. And then also just attending the conference as just an attendee. They have all kinds of sessions and workshops that I'm sure will be different next year than they were this year and in the coming years. So hopefully during my time at UK, I'll get to go again. I know that there's going to be opportunities in different cities and things like that. This year was in San Antonio, and I, you know, only been to Texas once before, so it was really cool to be there and be involved with that, and also to experience all the wonderful things of the conference. I think that, you know, as Sophie mentioned, there are a lot of opportunities for people to perhaps find employment. So to go as a junior or senior would also potentially be beneficial, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And then you just talked about San Antonio and how that was your second time being to Texas. And me too, that was my first time going to Texas. And I thought San Antonio was awesome. It was nothing what I was expecting it to be because it was really quiet and really clean. Mm-hmm. And just the river walk was amazing because it was just miles and miles through the city with local businesses and shops and restaurants. So I thought having the conference there was a really neat place to have it because when you think of Texas, you don't automatically think of environmental stewardship, but I feel like they really showcased that in a really excellent way. So I thought having it in San Antonio was a really great place.
Yeah, definitely. And they had a great keynote speaker at the beginning of the conference and some people that discussed some of the efforts that Texas is making to become more sustainable, which was also something that I wasn't aware of. So I think that sometimes sort of stepping out of your sphere where you spend most of your time, whether that's in Kentucky or wherever you might be from, in your hometown, to go somewhere else and learn about what they're doing and kind of challenge your preconceived notions about what it's like in Texas or what it's like in California or wherever that might be, and learn a little bit more about the way it actually works there can be really valuable for you in terms of education and expanding your worldview.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree. And the keynote speaker, I just want to touch on her really quick because she was amazing. Mm-hmm. She was so powerful. She had the whole room just clinging on to her every word because she talked a lot about the language and how we communicate with people mm-hmm. about climate change and how, you know, it's just so polarized right now. And that's often because people just feel offended if you like try to like disagree with them or something. So she was just really great because she was telling us how you can fix your language to be more inclusive when regarding climate change and on how to possibly fix it. And so I thought she was amazing, and I would love to, like, actually sit down and talk with her sometime, but don't know how realistic that is, but I thought she was just really cool because she was very different, and that topic is not often brought up. So do you have any overall takeaways from Aishi that you just want to just leave the listeners with?
Yeah, I guess what I would say is that, you know, even if you don't think of yourself as someone who's super involved with sustainability, there's definitely something for everybody to be gained by going to this conference. So if you're thinking about next year, whether you've done research related to sustainability or some kind of a project that you've done that you thought might be applicable to other schools or institutions, whether you're just interested in learning more about a certain topic in sustainability or you want to meet people in the sustainability community and get more involved, Aishi is a great way to do that. It's a really wonderful experience because in addition to meeting people from around the country who are involved in sustainability, you also meet other students at UK who are really passionate about sustainability and the environment and who are doing all kinds of incredible things. I mean, there were people that I went on this trip with that I sort of knew before, but I wasn't like super I didn't know them super well, and I found out about some of the initiatives they're doing in terms of research or projects or things like that, and I was just, you know, blown away because at such a big school like UK, sometimes you don't know about all those opportunities and people that are really moving and getting things done. So I think that going on this trip is only going to be full of benefits for you, so definitely consider applying next year. And I think that, you know, the SSC this year announced that the applications were open on social media. So if you follow the SSC on social media, you'll be able to.
Yeah. So yeah, once again, if you are interested in serving on the council next semester, and that means that you would have an at-large seat and have a voice in allocating around $200,000 for sustainability projects all across campus. So it's an awesome, awesome experience if anyone is interested in sustainability. And so to apply, you can submit a resume and cover letter explaining your interest and commitment to sustainability. And those can be sent to our email, which is ukstudentsustainabilitycouncil@gmail.com. And those are due by midnight this Sunday, October 29th. And if you have any more questions, you can email us, or there's also extremely detailed instructions on our website. And so I guess, finally, just one of my major takeaways, just to tap on this, I know I already mentioned it earlier, but I just want to say again how awesome it was to see that many students and professionals passionate about sustainability all concentrated in one area, because it really gave me hope for the future. So that's my major takeaway. But yeah, once again, you can also find more of that hope by applying for the SSC. Shameful plug. But It's okay. And so just some closing announcements. All of the SSC meetings are open to the public, and you can keep up with all of our meeting dates, minutes, and project proposals on our website. And you can also stay up to date with us by liking us on Facebook or following us on Instagram. And then so thank you all for listening. I'll be back next week to talk to Dr. Carmen Agaritas about the exciting upcoming stream restoration project that's happening on Alumni Drive.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.